from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, day number 3 of the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. Thanks for being here today. A lot going on. Breaking news. The Secret Service Director has just been formally subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee to appear before Congress. Welcome to the show, 855-839-1210, on X at Rich Zioli, and streaming live on YouTube at 1210 WPHD's YouTube page. Thanks for being here today. Biden is, I think he's toast. I'm going back to my original prediction that I had before the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Biden's toast. They're going to replace him. I'm back to that now. I really am. He gave an interview with BET, and he said he would drop out if he got a bad health diagnosis. So they're already setting this up. Adam Schiff has now called on him to get out of the race. The wheels are falling off. Democrat after Democrat is coming out and saying what we all know, which is that this guy is going to get his you-know-what handed to him. And I'm back to saying Biden's going to be replaced. I don't know how exactly they're going to get somebody who they think has a shot against Trump, because none of the other candidates can beat him, but they all perform better than Biden, but they still can't beat him. So I still think Trump's going to be president. I'm not worried about his reelection, not in any way, shape, or form. Dave McCormick spoke last night at the Republican National Convention. Had an opportunity to sit down with Dave a while ago, and we're going to make sure that we bring you the interview before the show ends today. A lot happening here. Some great guests coming by, including there was a fantastic speech last night by Madeline Brain. She was the Project 21 ambassador for the National Center for Public Policy Research and a victim rights advocate. Her speech last night to the Republican National Committee was the convention. I mean, it was probably one of the highlights of the absolute of the week. So she's going to stop by, and some other great people stopping by as well. Now, let's begin, though, with what's happening with the Secret Service Director, Kim Cheadle, formally subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee to appear before Congress to explain her agency's failures leading to the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. So that just came out a short time ago. And there's a lot of movement, a lot going on with this, and new details coming out, breaking news coming out as well around the assassination attempt and what's happening. But I want to play a clip real quick. This is the Secret Service director who said that no resources were diverted away from the First Lady Jill Biden speaking the same night in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we're cue up cut 14. This was one of those things that we've all heard about, which is that for a while they've been saying Trump needs more protection, Trump needs more protection. It was denied. And then there was the question of, well, did you have resources and did you move those resources away? So she said no assets were diverted. This is what Kimberly Cheeto, since she protected Cheetos, one of the Frito-Lay products when she was at Pepsi. Cut 14.
How, knowing that there was a credible threat against the former president, how could that perimeter be so small that it excluded a building just 150 yards away from the podium?
I can't get into the specifics of any threats, but obviously with all of our protectees, we're constantly monitoring the threats that are out there, and we design our security plans based on that, also depending on the venue and the environment that we're in. And on that particular day, a full advance had been completed, but this is also why we are doing an internal review, and we look forward to the external review as well. And obviously, if there are things that we need to change about our policies or our procedures or our methods, we are certainly going to do so.
Was that perimeter too small?
The perimeter encompassed the area that we needed to secure for the event that we had on that day. What happened is a terrible incident and should never happen. And we are obviously going to make sure that moving forward, we take whatever lessons that come out of this and adjust accordingly.
Was every element, every part of his, from the intelligence to the counter-assault team to the detail agents, the shift agents, I mean, every element top to bottom of the advance in the operation, was every element increased after you learned of this credible threat?
What we increased was what we felt was appropriate for the former president and for that particular event on that day. We have been increasing the assets and the resources and the staffing that we have been providing to the former president since he was a presidential candidate and then the presumptive nominee. That's what I can tell you.
That sounds like a no.
I am not saying a no at all. I'm saying that we have continued to increase the resources that we've been providing to the former president.
Okay, so I assume then that means that she will appear before the House Oversight Committee. That's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming that because she sounds like she wants to cooperate and she wants an internal investigation. That's what I'm hearing. We're just trying to get the camera angle right. We got started a little late today because of everything that was going on. But I don't know, Austin, if you can zoom in a little bit more or something. I don't know. This is not where we were yesterday, but we're trying our best here to get this to work. We'll try to figure it out. Yeah, I'm just gonna turn. See if we can get this. Is we normally would do this before the show starts, but we had some technical. We had a lot of guests coming by today at the RNC, so that's where we are. Kimberly Cheadle, the Secret Service director, I assume will then turn around and she will appear. She will cooperate. She will do everything that she has to do to make sure that the truth comes out about everything. And that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm assuming will happen. I don't know though. I mean, is she going to this? Look, there's so many things coming out around this assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. There's so many things coming out that make me question every fact that I've been given, everything that they're telling us that comes out. And Representative Corey Mills. So Jimmy, let's cue up cut 16 here. The response to the Trump assassination attempt: gross negligence at best. And he's alluding to the fact that it may be something even worse than just gross negligence. He's making that point. And I don't think he's wrong. I think we're idiots if we just assume that this was just simply a human error. I mean, the video yesterday of the gigantic SUV ramming the fence so that the response team, the tactical team, could get to the former president, they were behind a locked fence. And they had to ram this thing with a giant Suburban. And they still then couldn't get through it. So the agents had to run out on foot, the tactical team, to go out there and rescue him. What is that? I mean, how does that happen in the United States of America? All right, 855-839-1210 is the number. This is Cut 16, Congressman Corey Mills from Florida.
I want to talk to you about your reaction to this plot information that came from a single source that told them that the U.S. Secret Service had, in response, beefed up security around former President Trump. Your thoughts?
Well, I think as your correspondent just said, clearly not. When you're leaving a building that's only 160 yards away, which is perfectly adjacent to the stage in an elevated overwatch platform, which is perfect to try and take a shot from for an assassination attempt. I think that if you look at the water tower that's not being talked about, which could be an actual shooting platform, and this idea that you have a sloped roof is going to prevent you from doing so. Okay, let's go ahead and weigh that out for a moment. So you couldn't have put a patrol car that's locked with the lights on in the parking lot of AGR to be a deterrent. You couldn't have put someone on the ground to ensure there's no permissible climbing environment to get them onto the rooftop. They were there for 26 minutes is what was reported. Two different people who are attending the rally took photos and sent it to the law enforcement officer. And the law enforcement officer said that when he came onto the roof, that the gentleman had the would-be assassin pointed his rifle at him. Why would you not have an emergency comms channel through your coordination with the Secret Service to yell, shooter on the roof, shooter on the roof, shooter on the roof, okay. Have your Secret Service detail come immediately, take the president, get him off the stage, and then allow your counter sniper team to then mitigate the threat. Everything about this at best is gross negligence, but I am not actually taking anything off the table. This is why I think we have to have a J-13 style.
What do you mean by that?
I'm not going to say what was negligence, what was intent, what was possible. I am from the United States military, where we used to what if every single scenario, and you don't take anything off the table until it's confirmed. And so at this point in time, when you think about the president's platform, when you think about his elevation, the threat levels that's against him, this is a man who's exposed 160 yards. Look, Martha, I can take any individual in America, and after 10 minutes of training who's never picked up a rifle, they can make a shot in a pie-sized plate. If you're talking about the average structure of a man, which snipers will actually know about, which is 6x8, 20 inches across, 40 head to waist, that rifle, even if it's not a great rifle and it shoot a 2 MOA, so a 1 MOA would mean 1 inch at 100, 2 inches at 200 as far as your grouping. Even if it was a terrible rifle and it had a 2 MOA, you're still only talking about 3.2 inches.
There's no question that that area should have been protected.
There's no question it should have been protected. No question about that. But there's something else, too, coming out now, which is that the local police in Butler informed the Secret Service, and the Secret Service knew that the police could not watch the building used by the Trump rally shooter. The warning from local law enforcement of insufficient resources adds to questions about whether there was adequate security for the high-stakes presidential campaign visit. And this is amazing, and I found this out today by watching a clip of the corporate media this morning, because it was the only thing that was on the television where I was. And they were interviewing somebody about this whole question of this Iranian attempt on President Trump's life. And they were saying, oh, yeah, we beefed up Secret Service protection because of this a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And they said, wait a minute, this is beefed up security? This is what beefed up security looks like? It looks like this? What does unbeefed up security look like? So apparently now the Secret Service is going with this idea that they had beefed up security for President Trump because of the Iran threat, which makes me very, very concerned, because if that's what you call enhanced security because of a potential international assassination plot, then what the hell is just your everyday thing? And this is why we need to get a lot of answers here. And I'm sorry, but there's too many things here to just ascribe this to human error. There's too many things here you can just turn around and go, this is just human error. And I think we need more answers coming out. I'll play you a clip in a little bit, but Butler, PA's township manager, he's come out and he also said, we let the Secret Service know that there were guys out, there was this guy on the roof. We had two officers try to go. One officer was lifting the other officer up, and he had his hands. He peeks over the roof ledge. The shooter turns the gun on him. Cop can't reach his weapon. Cop can't reach anything, so he drops down. They call it in. And nothing happens. Shooter on the rooftop called in by the Butler police to the Secret Service. And nothing happens. They don't take the guy out immediately. You got a guy with a gun on a roof. What do they think he was doing? Bird shooting? Bird hunting? And this guy, now there's another video of him wandering around the site prior to President Trump even taking the stage. And he's looking around at things. So the question is also coming out now, and this was actually asked by MSNBC this morning to Jay Johnson, the former Homeland Security Secretary. Why was Trump ever allowed to go on the stage? I mean, why would you not completely keep him in that armored vehicle? And even Jay Johnson, he had to turn around and he had to say, yeah, you know what? They never should have let him out of the armored Suburban. until we knew that that was a completely secure site, and we knew that there were no potential threats, and you got this guy walking around looking at sites, and you've got the potential now that of a guy on a roof, and President Trump is allowed to be on that stage. So all this is coming out, and there's going to be a lot of questions to this. It was a big night last night at the Republican National Convention, as you can imagine. Nikki Haley spoke and groveled for everyone's support. Now, look, I mean, it's about unity now. I'll say this. The Republican Party is completely 100% unified. They really are. They're unified around Trump's victory. The Democrat Party's in disarray in such a way right now that I'm almost convinced that this civil war in the Democrat Party will ultimately result in Joe Biden's ouster as the nominee. I know I was there on Friday after the assassination attempt. I said, I don't think it's going to happen anymore. I'm back to saying it's going to happen now. But either way, here's Governor Ron DeSantis. He spoke last night, of course, one of Trump's rivals. He spoke, Nikki Haley spoke, Vivek Ramaswamy spoke. So all the team of rivals all spoke last night at the Republican National Convention. I think it was a smart move by the future president to get them all on stage, to get them together, and to get them to say that they are backing him. It was a very smart move, and it shows that without question, the GOP has the unity going into this election. Cut number five, Jim. Cut five.
My fellow Republican, let's send Joe Biden back to his basement, and let's send Donald Trump back to the White House. Life was more affordable when Donald Trump was president. Our border was safer under the Trump administration, and our country was respected when Donald Trump was our commander-in-chief. Joe Biden has failed this nation. As a veteran, I was appalled when 13 of our service members were killed in Afghanistan due to Joe Biden's dereliction of duty. As a citizen, as a husband, and as a father, I am alarmed that the current president of the United States lacks the capability to discharge the duties of his office. Our enemies do not confine their designs to between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. We need a commander-in-chief who can lead 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. America cannot afford 4 more years of a weekend at Bernie's presidency.
It's a good line. It's a very good line by the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis. Vivek Ramaswamy also last night, let's cue up cut number six, Jim. Vivek Ramaswamy, we believe in the ideals of 1776. We believe in merit. He was electric last night. He was. DeSantis was great, too. But, I mean, Vivek is just, he's a phenomenal speaker, and the crowd was loving him. They were really into him last night. You could tell he's electric. Almost has an artificial intelligence quality to him. He's just so good. He's just that good. You got to wonder if he's actually human. Cut number six.
This time last year, I was a candidate for U.S. president, and I'm proud to say that I achieved the impossible, which is that most of you actually know how to say my name by now. So thank you for that. It's good to be back. We're in the middle of a national identity crisis right now. Faith, patriotism, hard work, and family have disappeared, only to be replaced by race, gender, sexuality, and climate. But we're not going to win this election just by criticizing the other side. We're going to win this by standing for our own vision of who we really are. What does it mean to be a Republican in the year 2024? What does it mean to be an American in the year 2024? It means we believe in the ideals of 1776. It means we believe in merit, that you get ahead in this country not on the color of your skin, but on the content of your character and your contributions. It means we believe in the rule of law. And I say this as the kid of legal immigrants to this country. That means your first act of entering this country cannot break the law. That is why we will seal the southern border on day one. Thank you.
It's excellent, really, truly excellent, that the unity factor is there. And you know what? I got to give it to Nikki Haley. I'm not a huge fan of hers, but I'm glad she got out there last night. And she said, Trump has my strong endorsement. Let's cue up cut number two. She had to do it. She had to say it. And I think that there are, it just, it sets the tone for the rest of the convention. J.D. Vance speaks tonight. His wife, Usha Vance, will introduce him, and he'll speak tonight. And then tomorrow night, of course, the main event, former and future President Donald Trump speaks to the Republican National Convention. But here was Nikki Haley last night, cut two.
President Trump asked me to speak to this convention in the name of unity. It was a gracious invitation, and I was happy to accept. By making one thing perfectly clear. Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
Good. Good for her. And she went on to say, I don't always agree with Trump, but that's the way it is. All right, the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDentals.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaRia, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So the Secret Service director has been subpoenaed by the House committee. And the question, of course, now is, will Joe Biden be ousted by the Democrat Party? I'll tell you about the behind-the-scenes machinations we're all hearing about here at the RNC. Democrats in disarray, no question about it. We're coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, live in Milwaukee, the Republican National Convention. We got great guests stopping by. We got a lot of breaking news on the show. And a big night tonight. Night, day number three. It's hard to believe the week's flying by. Holy cow, it's Wednesday already. Tomorrow's the final day. Tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow it is. President Trump accepts the nomination officially of the Republican Party. So let's go through who the speakers are tonight, the speaking schedule for July 17th. We've got a couple of members of Congress, including Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida. We've got Nancy Mace speaking, Ronnie Jackson. We got former Speaker Newt Gingrich. We got Peter Navarro. So fresh out of prison, Navarro released today, jumps on a flight, flies to Milwaukee, and he is going to speak tonight on the stage of the RNC. Navarro sent to prison because he did not cooperate with Congress. And, of course, what's amazing about that part is that Navarro did less than Merrick Garland is doing to obstruct Congress. Merrick Garland is literally, as we speak, obstructing Congress by refusing to turn over the Robert Hur tapes of the interviews with Joe Biden. Still doing it. Still refusing to comply. We also have Governor Greg Abbott tonight. We've got Governor Doug Burgum from North Dakota, Kellyanne Conway. And we have Kimberly Guilfoyle speaking tonight, among others. And then, of course, the big event tonight, Donald Trump Jr. will introduce Usha Jacori Vance and then vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio. Now, I've heard some stupid people saying some comments about J.D. Vance's wife. It's the same troublemakers who are the white nationalists, and there are a handful of them. But, of course, the media takes them, the corporate media takes them and says, MAGA is upset by J.D. Vance's wife. MAGA is not upset by J.D. Vance's wife. Hello, Aaron. How are you?
Are you live right now?
I am live right now, but good to see you.
Formerly from Philly is here.
Okay, well, we'll get you on. I would love that. It'd be great to see you, have you on the show. So, everybody, you got friends stopping by. It's great. So the question, of course, is J.D. Vance's wife actually not Republican enough, not MAGA enough? And that's ridiculous because she is a great supporter. She was an intern, or I should say a law clerk, for Justice Scalia. I believe it was Scalia. And she's solid. But you have a couple of troublemakers, a couple of white nationalist lunatics who came out and said, well, she can't be advocating for MAGA since she's not white. We're talking about literally a handful of people, but the corporate media does what the corporate media always does, and the corporate media came out and said MAGA is unhappy. MAGA's thrilled. I got news for you. MAGA's thrilled. A handful of nut jobs, a handful of lunatics. Where'd you go, DeSantis? You disappeared.
We have like two dozen guests. I'm trying to organize things.
So
people are moving around.
We just had somebody stop by, but you weren't here to grab her. But Erin Elmore just stopped by, and she was just interviewed by Clay Travis. So she's over there if you want to grab her, and we can get her on the show to say hello. Of course, she's a Philly girl. So
gotcha.
Or I can just text her right there if you want to do that. But it's the one time somebody stops by the booth, and DeSantis isn't here, so I can't do anything. I'm like, I'm talking.
Where'd
I'm on
go?
The air.
I don't even see her.
She's running around. I don't know. She's got lots of interviews. She's in high demand. So. But again, the corporate media wants to take it and say MAGA's racist. Let me ask you a question. If MAGA was racist, would Trump have ever picked J.D. Vance if his wife was Indian-American with a daughter of Indian immigrants? Of course not, because Trump's not racist. So how can MAGA be racist if Trump's not racist? That makes no sense. He's the leader of MAGA. I mean, he's the head of the MAGA movement. He's the CEO of MAGA. Or you can say, even beyond being the CEO of MAGA, he's the chief MAGA officer. He's the El Jefe of MAGA. And he's the one who picked J.D. Vance, knowing full well his wife is Indian and his kids are biracial. And J.D. Vance used that in a point when he was running for the United States Senate, when he was debating Tim Ryan. In fact, have a little montage for you. Jimmy, let's cue up cut number 12. A little montage of J.D. Vance, some of his most viral moments. It's from the Daily Caller. And thanks to the Daily Caller for putting this together. And you got to wonder, does Kamala Harris have any chance against him in head-to-head support? He's a great debater. He's smart, sharp on his feet. Tonight's his big night. But again, MAGA is not upset that J.D. Vance's wife is Indian American. A literal, I don't even think you can count a handful, because I think it's maybe a couple people that would represent some fingers. And they're the same white nationalist lunatics that you always hear from. And somehow they suck up all the oxygen in the room, because again, the corporate media wants to frame MAGA as racist. But here's J.D. Vance, cut number 12.
They talk about this all the time. The thing they never mentioned is that poor girl was raped by an illegal alien, somebody that should have never been in this state in the first place.
When the media and people like Tim Ryan accuse me of engaging the great replacement theory, I'll tell you exactly what happens, Tim. What happens is that my own children, my biracial children, get attacked by scumbags online and in person because you are so desperate for political power that you'll accuse me, the father of three beautiful biracial babies, of engaging in racism. We are sick of it. You can believe in a border without being a racist. You can believe in the country without being a racist. And this just shows how desperate this guy is for political power.
I think it takes a special amount of gall to be from Joe Biden's political party and to complain about the fentanyl crisis that is ravaging not just Ohio, but the entire country, because it is Joe Biden's border policies that have invited this fentanyl into our country at record levels.
It explains that wife, the word wife, is an example of the type of language that we need to eliminate. And I'm just asking if that's something you think is necessary or something you support.
I'd have to give that one some more thought.
I would hope that the word wife is not something that we, or is something that we can all agree is a reasonable vocabulary word that most Americans use in their daily life. It's not something that we need to eliminate. And I'm very confident that the majority of Ohioans, if there's a pilot who is offended by the word wife or the word cockpit, maybe that person shouldn't be a pilot. So rather than kowtowing to people who are fragile, maybe we should actually say, if you're so worried about the words that we are using, you shouldn't be flying multi-ton metal engines through the sky. And I just ask all of us to maybe try to focus as much on real problems, like the fact that our aviation system seems to not be working as well as it used to, than the fact that we may use uninclusive or under-inclusive language.
All right, Jimmy, we can stop it for the time being. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, so he's going to be – he'll be great tonight. He'll be terrific. But no, Johnny Cook asked me if there was a story about that, if it was a real thing. It's not a real thing. Not at all. It's just not a real thing. Now, the question is Joe Biden going to be the candidate, or is Joe Biden going to be dropping out of the race? That may be a real thing. More Democrats now are calling on him to get out of the race, and I want to play a clip for you. So let's cue up now, cut 23. So Biden was talking to BET after he gave a speech to the NAAC. He left off the P, the NAAC. And Biden was asked the question, a lot of people want you to get out of the race. And he said the quiet part out loud. The only question is, now that the assassination attempt against President Trump failed, now that he's going to become more popular because of it, now that he's on track to win in a massive electoral landslide, what else can Democrats do? Are they just going to lay down and let Joe Biden lose and probably what's going to wind up being one of the biggest landslides in American political history? I mean, he's going, Trump right now, even CNN saying it, Trump's on track right now to win about 334 electoral votes. That's what he's on track to be. In my book, anything above 270, I'll take it, because that's a win. You're president. But anything above 300 is an epic landslide. You get into the territory where you're talking about 301 to 325 or higher, that's an epic landslide in this current political climate that we're in this political moment. We don't really have the kind of landslides that President Reagan had in 1984 anymore. But Trump could. He certainly could. He's on track to that. It's possible. And so are Democrats just going to lay down and let Biden get destroyed, or are they going to do something and make a change, even if they've got to give the guy a bad virus, give him a bad bug? I put nothing past these people, but here's what Biden said, cut 23.
If there had some medical condition that emerged, if the doctors came to me and said, you got this problem, that problem, but I made a serious mistake in the whole debate. And look, when I originally ran, you may remember it, I said I was going to be a transitional candidate. And I thought that I'd be able to move from this, just pass it on to someone else. But I didn't anticipate things getting so, so, so divided. And quite frankly, I think the only thing age brings a little bit of wisdom. And I think I've demonstrated that I know how to get things done for the country, in spite of the fact that we couldn't get it done. But there's more to do, and I'm reluctant to walk away from that.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. The Democrats are all now trying to do everything they possibly can to get rid of the guy. I'm not worried about it. I'm really not, because I think whoever they put in there loses, no doubt about it. He's going to lose. So, and Gavin Newsom loses. Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law in California. It says parents cannot know if their child comes to school and changes their gender identity and all the other nonsense. That's going to cost him. That would, between that and California's crappy economy, Gavin Newsom loses. Kamala Harris loses worse than Joe Biden does. And they still have no plan to be able to bypass Kamala Harris. So I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to lose sleep about it. But the Democrats are in an all-out civil war right now trying to get rid of Joe Biden. It's kind of funny, actually. It really is. I want to play this clip for you. This is cue up cut number three, Jimmy. So one of the things about Nikki Haley was that she was always called a warmonger. And there is a real debate going on in the Republican Party right now about American interventionism and America's role in the world when it comes to conflict. And we've got a great guest coming up a little bit later in the show on this very subject, Elbridge Colby, who was the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense under President Trump. We'll talk about that. But Nikki Haley last night said something that made me very happy, that she understands this point about Donald Trump and part of why Trump was able to win. Nikki Haley is a steadfast supporter of the war in Ukraine, and Trump is going to end that. That's also part of the reason why I think they want to get rid of Trump so badly, and why they'll do anything they have to do to stop him, anything they have to do. But cut number three.
A strong president doesn't start wars. A strong president prevents wars.
That's true. It's very, very true. Now, you know who wasn't happy that he didn't get an invitation to speak is Jersey boy Chris Christie. I don't know, maybe he had a Bruce Springsteen concert to go to last night. I'm not sure, but he wasn't here, which is funny because he did speak at the Republican National Convention in 2016. But Christie's a sellout, and Christie decided to go after Trump for his own personal ambition. I'm not quite sure what he was thinking here, because it was a disaster for him. When I get back, I'll tell you what he said about Nikki Haley now backing Donald Trump, as he is being very clear about how he wants no unity whatsoever. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Live from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. What a show tonight is going to be when J.D. Vance takes the stage, and what a show tomorrow night's going to be when the former and future president of the United States, Donald Trump, takes the stage. He walked into the arena last night. We were there. It was electric. Unbelievable. Everybody was fired up to see him again. And the bandage on the ear is the new fashion mark, the new fashion symbol. Delegates are putting a bandage on their ear as they go to the convention. Look, my happy place is the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for a reason. It's a wonderful place to take your family. Please forget the economy. I know it stinks, but don't worry about having that incredible vacation and it being too expensive for you, because the Grand Hotel makes it easy. And if you got the kids, they're going to love the fact that the Grand Hotel has a heated outdoor pool, heated indoor pool if it rains, game room for the kids, restaurant right on site, and the best part about it is that they also have room suites and townhomes with kitchenettes and refrigerators, which means you can make the kids a PB&J sandwich, bring in some juice boxes, save a little money that way, and then use the savings to enjoy other things with your family at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. Plus, the people there are wonderful. And Cape May is a great town. It's far enough from the action of the Wildwood Boardwalk, but still close enough to get there if you want to do all the amusements. But there's miniature golf. There's a bunch of ice cream shops. Great places to eat. Just a fun place to go. Take the kids to the top of the lighthouse. It's a lot of fun. You can take the family on a whale-watching boat cruise if you want. Either way, go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com today and make your reservation for an incredible summer vacation. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, my happy place in Cape May.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
As the Secret Service director right now is being called before Congress, the question, of course, will be, will they actually get answers out of her? Will they actually get answers, and will she be held accountable? These are some of the questions we're asking right now. You know, the other thing, too, that I find to be particularly interesting is the number of breaking news stories that are coming out around the failure, the absolute failure by the Secret Service to ensure the president's safety and security and to keep him safe prior to the shooting even starting. The fact that this gunman was on the roof. So I'm going to play for you a clip. This is the Butler Township supervisor who was asked a question. Well, Cube, cut 24. And he was asked a question about the cops, his local police, and their response. And I think this is interesting here because the local police officers, they described the police confrontation with the Trump shooter. They were trying to alert the Secret Service to this. This could have been stopped. This could have been avoided. This shooting, this potential assassination, could have 100% been stopped and avoided. Take a listen.
In fact, see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter.
He did.
Your officers are on patrol. They hear that there is a suspicious person on the rooftop. What did your officers do?
So our officers in the area started to converge on the building. My understanding is they did a full perimeter walk of the building. Weren't able to see up on the roof. Two of the officers went to what appeared to be the lowest point from ground to roof. One of the officers actually boosted the second officer up high enough for him to grab hold of the roof. When he was able to pull his head up over the roof, he did in fact see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter?
He did.
And what did the shooter do?
Turned towards him, had the barrel of his weapon pointed at the officer.
At that point, the officer's hanging on
yes.
to the side of the roof?
Yes.
Unable to pull a gun out?
Unable to defend himself, unable
to reach his radio?
Any of that, yeah. Strictly defensive movement for him to lower his head, duck, lost his own grip, right? Fell approximately 8 feet to the ground.
That's a steep drop.
That's a good drop, yes.
Did he get hurt?
He did.
In that moment, did they realize there's a threat right now to the former president?
They did. So both the boosting officer and the officer that fell were both on the radio, indicating that there was an individual on the roof that did, in fact, have a weapon.
Who did they radio?
So there was a blanket tactical channel being
Everyone
used.
Heard it.
Everyone that was on that tactical channel heard it, yes.
How much time between that radio communication and the gun being fired at the former president?
That I don't have that information.
That is something right there. I mean, that's remarkable. It really is remarkable that that was allowed to occur and that they could have stopped this. They could have prevented the entire thing. But when the Secret Service director goes before the House Oversight Committee, hopefully we'll get some of these answers. I think you have great reason to be worried about it, though. I really think you could. Be worried that you're not going to get the truth from the Secret Service director. President Trump put out a video last night. It played at the convention, so we got to see it live in person, which was very, very cool. And he talked about securing our elections. And that's one of the key things that we talk about. And I'll talk about this with Dave McCormick a little bit later when he stops by. He gave a great speech last night as well. Trump talked about securing our elections and what he wants. And it's a seismic shift in what he's talking about doing. Going back to paper ballots, cue up cut number one, Jimmy. Paper ballots, same-day voting, ending drop boxes, ending mail-in ballots, all these things. Cut number one.
We're going to have four of the greatest years in the history of our country. I will, once and for all, secure our elections. We're going to go to paper ballots. We're going to have same-day voting, voter ID. We're going to do it properly. We're going to have good, secure, beautiful elections. We never want what happened in 2020 to happen again. But until then, Republicans must win, and we must use every appropriate tool available to beat the Democrats. They are destroying our country. Whether you vote early, absentee, by mail, or in person, we are going to protect the vote. That's the most important thing we have to do, is protect the vote. Keep your eyes open, because these people want to cheat, and they do cheat. And frankly, it's the only thing they do well. We will make sure your ballot is secure and your voice is heard. Many Republicans like to vote on Election Day, and we must swamp the radical Democrats with massive turnout on Tuesday, November 5th. The way you win is to swamp them. If we swamp them, they can't cheat. It just doesn't work out. But if you can't make it, you need to make a plan, register, and vote any way possible. We got to get your vote. So with your vote, we will win a victory the likes of which no one has ever seen before. We will evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House, and we will take back our country on November 5th, 2024, the most important day in the history of our country. That's what it's going to go down as. Thank you.
So there'll be a lot of talk about this going forward, and obviously it's too late for this election, but for the next election. But the key is, of course, take advantage of the system now the way it is, which means mail-in ballots. Yes, use them and vote and make sure we can make sure we know all the votes and we got them all and that we have them all and that we're not worried about who's voting and who doesn't vote. Got to do that. It's essential. The other point, too, is that if Trump wins in such a big landslide, he gets so many people out there to vote, and then you can't cheat. There's still always going to be cheating. Every election has cheating. Make no mistake about that. I'm from Jersey. I grew up doing Jersey politics. I get it. Every election has cheating involved. But the question is, can you make it too big to cheat? Can you make it in such a way that it's just impossible for them to actually rig this election? The answer is yes, you can. If it comes out to be that it's such a massive landslide. And it's looking that way. It really is. It's looking that way. And I'm excited for that. I really am. Part of the reason for that is last night they talked about keeping America safe. That was the theme of last night, keeping America safe. We're going to have Madeleine Brame on the show a little bit later today. But I want to play for you a little bit of her clip. She lost her war hero son, Sergeant Hassan Correa, was murdered by career criminals in 2018. And Hassan did not know his assailants prior to the incident. And Alvin Bragg, who, of course, spent a lot of time going after Donald Trump, but not going after actual criminals. She talked about that last night. Cut number 8.
My son, Sergeant Hassan Correa, an Afghanistan war retired veteran. He received enemy fire from the Taliban, only to be murdered with a knife on the streets of New York City. The four assailants responsible for his death initially were facing justice, but that changed when District Attorney Alvin Bragg was elected. Suddenly, two of the homicidal maniacs responsible for my son's death had their gang assault and murder charges completely dismissed. One of them received 14 months time served. Alvin Bragg charged her with assault with a shoe. And another one was sentenced to 7 years. I later learned that Alvin Bragg often dismisses and reduces dangerous criminals. He wants to clear the jails and return violent felonies onto our streets every day. The injustice was devastating for me and my family. I don't want anyone else to experience the senseless pain that many other victims across this United States of America have to live with every day. So I decided to use the voice that God gave me to be the voice for the voiceless across America.
Did a great job. Fantastic job. Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Thank you. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Listen, the great people at Cherry Hill Volvo, my dear friend Judith Krupnik, they would love to see you, and they would love to get you behind the wheel of a beautiful XC90. And wow, what savings they have for you right now, it's unbelievable. It's unheard of, actually. We drive the XC90, and I love it. I think the XC90 is a beautiful car. It's the family car. It's a third-row car. We get so much room in there to be able to bring the family around, the kids, and it just makes it so easy to get around. And you look good doing it, too, because it's a beautiful, stylish car. Well, right now, it could be yours with incredible savings because they have a special sales event going on right now, including the 2024 model year sell down. But they've got discounts of up to $13,176 on the XC90 for qualified buyers. That's right, $13,176. And you will love the customer service at Cherry Hill Volvo. They pride themselves on great customer service. It's what they're known for. It's what Judith understands and why so many people come back year after year, decade after decade to Cherry Hill Volvo. So the savings have never been better. Get there and see them today. The renovation special, the savings, the extravaganza going on, and the 2024 model year sell down, all at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, minutes over the bridge where relationships matter.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
As the Secret Service Director right now is being called before Congress, the question, of course, will be, will they actually get answers out of her? Will they actually get answers, and will she be held accountable? These are some of the questions we're asking right now. You know, the other thing, too, that I find to be particularly interesting is the number of breaking news stories that are coming out around the failure, the absolute failure by the Secret Service to ensure the president's safety and security and to keep him safe prior to the shooting even starting. The fact that this gunman was on the roof. So I want to play for you a clip. This is the Butler Township supervisor who was asked a question. We'll cube cut 24. And he was asked a question about the cops, his local police, and their response. And I think this is interesting here because the local police officers, they described the police confrontation with the Trump shooter. They were trying to alert the Secret Service to this. This could have been stopped. This could have been avoided. This shooting, this potential assassination, could have 100% been stopped and avoided. Take a listen.
Did in fact see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter.
He did.
Your officers are on patrol. They hear that there is a suspicious person on the rooftop. What did your officers do?
So our officers in the area started to converge on the building. My understanding is they did a full perimeter walk of the building. Weren't able to see up on the roof. Two of the officers went to what appeared to be the lowest point from ground to roof. One of the officers actually boosted the second officer up high enough for him to grab hold of the roof. When he was able to pull his head up over the roof, he did in fact see an individual on the roof with a weapon.
He saw the shooter?
He did.
And what did the shooter do?
Turned towards him, had the barrel of his weapon pointed at the officer.
At that point, the officer's hanging on?
Yes.
To the side of the roof?
Yes.
Unable to pull a gun out?
Unable to...
Unable to reach his radio?
Any of that, yeah, yeah. Strictly defensive movement for him to lower his head, duck, lost his own grip, right? Fell approximately 8 feet to the ground.
That's a steep drop.
That's a good drop, yes.
Did he get hurt?
He did.
In that moment, did they realize there's a threat right now to the former president?
They did. So both the boosting officer and the officer that fell were both on the radio, indicating that there was an individual on the roof that did, in fact, have a weapon.
Who did they radio?
So there was a blanket tactical channel being
Everyone
used.
Heard it.
Everyone that was on that tactical channel heard it, yes.
How much time between that radio communication and the gun being fired at the former president?
That I don't have that information.
That is something right there. I mean, that's remarkable. It really is remarkable that that was allowed to occur and that they could have stopped this. They could have prevented the entire thing. But when the Secret Service director goes before the House Oversight Committee, hopefully we'll get some of these answers. I think you have great reason to be worried about it, though. I really think you could be worried that you're not going to get the truth from the Secret Service director. President Trump put out a video last night. It played at the convention, so we got to see it live in person, which was very, very cool. And he talked about securing our elections, and that's one of the key things that we talk about, and I'll talk about this with Dave McCormick a little bit later when he stops by. He gave a great speech last night as well. Trump talked about securing our elections and what he wants, and it's a seismic shift in what he's talking about doing. Going back to paper ballots, cue up cut number one, Jimmy. Paper ballots, same-day voting, ending drop boxes, ending mail-in ballots, all these things. Cut number one.
We're going to have four of the greatest years in the history of our country. I will, once and for all, secure our elections. We're going to go to paper ballots. We're going to have same-day voting, voter ID. We're going to do it properly. We're going to have good, secure, beautiful elections. We never want what happened in 2020 to happen again. But until then, Republicans must win, and we must use every appropriate tool available to beat the Democrats. They are destroying our country. Whether you vote early, absentee, by mail, or in person, we are going to protect the vote. That's the most important thing we have to do, is protect the vote. Keep your eyes open, because these people want to cheat, and they do cheat. And frankly, it's the only thing they do well. We will make sure your ballot is secure and your voice is heard. Many Republicans like to vote on Election Day, and we must swamp the radical Democrats with massive turnout on Tuesday, November 5th. The way you win is to swamp them. If we swamp them, they can't cheat. It just doesn't work out. But if you can't make it, you need to make a plan, register, and vote any way possible. We got to get your vote. So with your vote, we will win a victory the likes of which no one has ever seen before. We will evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House, and we will take back our country on November 5th, 2024, the most important day in the history of our country. That's what it's going to go down as. Thank you.
So there'll be a lot of talk about this going forward, and obviously it's too late for this election, but for the next election. But the key is, of course, take advantage of the system now the way it is, which means mail-in ballots. Yes, use them and vote and make sure we can make sure we know all the votes and we got them all and that we have them all and that we're not worried about who's voting and who doesn't vote. Got to do that. It's essential. The other point, too, is that if Trump wins in such a big landslide, he gets so many people out there to vote, and then you can't cheat. There's still always going to be cheating. Every election has cheating. Make no mistake about that. I'm from Jersey. I grew up doing Jersey politics. I get it. Every election has cheating involved. But the question is, can you make it too big to cheat? Can you make it in such a way that it's just impossible for them to actually rig this election? The answer is yes, you can. If it comes out to be that it's such a massive landslide. And it's looking that way. It really is. It's looking that way. And I'm excited for that. I really am. Part of the reason for that is last night they talked about keeping America safe. That was the theme of last night, keeping America safe. We're going to have Madeline Brame on the show a little bit later today. But I want to play for you a little bit of her clip. She lost her war hero son, Sergeant Hasan Correa, was murdered by career criminals in 2018. And Hassan did not know his assailants prior to the incident. And Alvin Bragg, who, of course, spent a lot of time going after Donald Trump, but not going after actual criminals. She talked about that last night. Cut number 8.
My son, Sergeant Hasan Correa, an Afghanistan war retired veteran. He received enemy fire from the Taliban, only to be murdered with a knife on the streets of New York City. The four assailants responsible for his death initially were facing justice, but that changed when District Attorney Alvin Bragg was elected. Suddenly, two of the homicidal maniacs responsible for my son's death had their gang assault and murder charges completely dismissed. One of them received 14 months time served. Alvin Bragg charged her with assault with a shoe. And another one was sentenced to 7 years. I later learned that Alvin Bragg often dismisses and reduces dangerous criminals. He wants to clear the jails and return violent felonies onto our streets every day. The injustice was devastating for me and my family. I don't want anyone else to experience the senseless pain that many other victims across this United States of America have to live with every day. So I decided to use the voice that God gave me to be the voice for the voiceless across America.
Did a great job. Fantastic job. Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Thank you. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. Listen, the great people at Cherry Hill Volvo, my dear friend Judith Krupnik, they would love to see you, and they would love to get you behind the wheel of a beautiful XC90. And wow, what savings they have for you right now, it's unbelievable. It's unheard of, actually. We drive the XC90, and I love it. I think the XC90 is a beautiful car. It's the family car. It's a third-row car. We get so much room in there to be able to bring the family around, the kids, and it just makes it so easy to get around. And you look good doing it, too, because it's a beautiful, stylish car. Well, right now, it could be yours with incredible savings because they have a special sales event going on right now, including the 2024 model year sell down. But they've got discounts of up to $13,176 on the XC90 for qualified buyers. That's right, $13,176. And you will love the customer service at Cherry Hill Volvo. They pride themselves on great customer service. It's what they're known for. It's what Judith understands and why so many people come back year after year, decade after decade to Cherry Hill Volvo. So the savings have never been better. Get there and see them today. The renovation special, the savings, the extravaganza going on, and the 2024 model year sell down, all at Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, minutes over the bridge where relationships matter.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.